Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I have Mayor Leonard Norton of Huntington. We're going to talk about the success that was Heritage Days. And then, you know, there's always city business that's coming on and coming up. And we've got, you know, everybody at the top of everybody's mind, as it should be. We've got water that we need to talk about. Few construction projects that are wrapping up before winter hits. So let's just get up to speed on what's been going on in Huntington. Mayor Norton, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Dave, and welcome.
How are things going in Huntington?
We're going really well right now. Things are going good. Like you said, we got construction projects. We've got that going. That's kind of getting wrapped up. We got a sidewalk project we're hoping to get done here in the next couple of months. Just getting things wrapped up, ready for, you know, fall and winter.
And so let's really kick off and talk briefly about Heritage Days. Everybody says that it was a pretty big success, and they kind of liked how that was set up this year. So you think that that's what's going to happen next year, too? You're just going to kind of save with the same format you had?
Yeah, we're talking next year. We'll probably say the same format. We'll try it out again at middle school. There's a few things we came across that we need to improve on, and we're working at that to make it go. But it was a real good celebration, good turnout, and a lot of good feedback.
Well, that's great. And you know what? It's always good because people needed that outing, and it sounded like everything was successful from the rodeo to the fireworks and everything. A lot of people look forward to that every year over in Huntington.
Yes, they do.
All right. Now, top of everybody's mind, kind of like we said, is water. And what's the water situation like in Huntington right now?
Right now, we're being told we should have water for at least another couple of weeks. We want to commend our citizens. They did a very good job of helping us stretch our water out, being conservative, being conscious of what we were doing. As everybody knows, it is a dry, very dry year, and we didn't get a lot of water. So hopefully we can get a good snow and rain this fall and snow this winter to help build them back up. But, yeah, we're looking maybe another couple of weeks of water before they start shutting us off.
So you've got that coming at you, and, you know, like you said, and I think that's kind of the response that we're getting from all of the cities in the area is that, you know, citizens have really stepped up when it comes to this, and, you know, cities have learned to realize that we can live with a little bit less. Is that kind of what's going on?
Yeah, you know, we try to encourage everybody to, you know, water at certain times, you know, limit your watering. We don't need to water as much. Make things grow, make sure your trees and your gardens are doing good, and you know, it doesn't hurt to let the lawn go a little bit. It's resilient. A little bit of water helps it, but they've done a good job. Everybody's done a good job this year, and I want to commend my citizens for what they've done.
And really, people have been living by the motto, brown is the new green, haven't they?
Yeah, there's a little bit of brown here and there, but with how they've done it, we got some nice green still.
Very good. And as you said, secondary water probably shut off. You've been told maybe another couple of weeks and they'll be shutting that off.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's get back and we'll kind of backtrack just a touch and talk about your construction projects that are trying to get wrapped up there for winter. You said you've got sidewalk and some curb and gutter projects that you're trying to get finished.
Yeah, we had some curb and gutter this year that I think they're pretty close to being done in Huntington with curb and gutter. We had a couple of roads paved. Now we got one sidewalk project on Main Street we're going to try to get filled up here this next couple of months and done. And it should kind of make our Main Street look good with sidewalks all the way down. And that's what we're looking at for construction projects this year.
And, you know, every time it really is a pretty Main Street. Every time I drive through there, you've got the big, beautiful flowers on Main Street and all that. They do an excellent job of taking care of them and making sure that they're looking good and keeping Main Street looking nice.
Yeah, our employees take really good care of our flowers. You know, being as dry as it was, we had to cut back a little bit on the kind of flowers and that, but we still got them and we were able to keep them watered well and make it through the warm summer. So they did a good job. They did a good job with our flowers and making them look good.
All right. And things are starting to wrap down, like you said, for the summer and moving into the fall. And you said you really don't have that many events planned. The first next one up, you said, is in October. Is that what it was?
Yeah, right there around the 1st of October, we got a group of ladies that kind of a witches group that goes around and sing. And then last year they started a little, like a Halloween festival with a little light parade. And this year they're gonna expand on it and have a little light parade around the 1st of October and a little festival type thing. And the more information we get on that, we'll get it out to the people and have them come out and join up and maybe put a little Halloween float in or something for them.
All right, Mayor Norton, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it. And, keep things going over there in Huntington, and we'll talk again soon. That's Mayor Leonard Norton of Huntington. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.